Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ciao, everybody.
Welcome to the Thursday Lori and Julia show on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Thank you for joining us. The sun is out. That is nice to see because more nasty stuff is coming over the weekend. So let's enjoy this sunny mid-20s afternoon, shall we?
Yeah, we can have a little melt. It can snow some more for the skiers. The happy people that are skiing today are, you know.
I just saw some friends yesterday. We were skiing snow day.
Oh, yeah.
Really nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was really bummed today to see that Peter Tork passed away.
And he is?
The monkey singer and the bass player. He was the affable one, the oldest one, the blonde-haired one.
70. With the funny bull haircut.
Well, they all kind of had those haircuts, Julia. Remember, they were supposed to be a Beatlesque band, and everybody had those bull dudes.
Okay, but wait a minute. Donnie's...
He died, and he was 77.
That's young.
A very rare form of tongue cancer.
Oh, my gosh. We had the nose cancer last week.
I know.
The tongue cancer.
Yes. Donnie, I mean, was he a real one of the... Was he one of the two people in the Monkees that... I know they all were hired for a TV show. That's how the Monkees came about.
Right.
But they were musicians.
No, not all. Not all of them? Okay, Davy Jones was a singer. Davy Jones didn't play an instrument, but he sang. Davy Jones was on the stage. He was in Oliver, as a matter of fact. He was an accomplished stage
actor. He was the cute one. Yeah.
He was the cute one.
He was the cute one.
Former jockey. He was about 5'2". Mickey Dolenz was a child star. He was in a series called Circus Boy when he was a young boy.
That's right. I forgot he was a kid actor.
Kid actor. But the two real musicians were indeed Mike Nesmith, who was a writer, and Peter Tork, who could play banjo, could play bass. He was also an accomplished musician in the group.
And people who love that 60s movie Head.
Very
odd movie. Have you never seen that movie, Head? You've never smoked pot and watched that movie back in some
kind of
a day?
What are you saying? You're accusing me of two things right now, and I just don't know which one to own up to.
Jack Nicholson was involved
Jack
in that
Nicholson,
movie.
Dennis Hopper, he wrote the music for it. It's kind of a cult classic.
It is. Now. It was after it was in 68, so they were done by then for the most part.
But Peter Tork grew up in Greenwich, Connecticut, and he was part of the early 60s Greenwich Village folk scene, and he became really good friends with before Stephen Stills was part of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Okay.
And once they both moved to LA, Stephen Stills told Peter Tork about a TV show that was looking to cast a Beatles-like band. And I remember Stephen saying to me, they like me, but they think my hair and teeth won't work for television.
Right.
And this was told to Rolling Stone in 2011. I said, yeah, thanks, Stephen, and hung up without any intention of going to the audition because Stephen Stills was saying, hey, Peter, you go. They're not going to like how I look.
Right.
And he called me again. He said, no. Dude, you really have to do this. He said, I never would have been a part of the Monkees if it wasn't for Stephen Stills.
Yeah, if he'd been accepted, there would be no Peter Tork. They were looking for a similar look, a Nordic look.
Yes.
Okay. So,
they were casting them
Peter
with type.
Fit, yes. Peter fit that look.
Blonde, and he was the goofy, affable.
He was the kind of the dummy.
He was sort of the dimwit. He was the oldest. He was 24. Let's just have a little Monkees flashback, some music. Come on.
September 1966.
Mm-hmm. Here we come.
Oh my gosh.
Walk down the street. We get the funniest love song. Everyone we meet. Hey, we're the Monkees. And people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
That show was only on what, Donnie?
Two seasons.
Two seasons, but it's ran
it
in...
When I was a kid, that was must-see television.
Oh, yeah. And us. I just remember their beach thing. They would speed up the camera.
Yes,
their sort
yes.
of the whole thing. And
yep.
In 1967, their debut album sold 35 million copies,
yeah.
which was more albums than the Rolling Stones or the Beatles had sold in
wow.
a year. That's how...
popular they were.
Well, because it was
point.
I'm a Believer.
Yep.
Last Train to Clarksville.
Last Train to Clarksville. Mm-hmm. I'll meet you.
Mickey Dolenz on lead.
Yeah. Who wrote the songs, Donnie?
They did not write the songs. They had
okay.
other people writing songs for them. And
like
they
Neil
also.
Neil Diamond, which was the Neil Diamond song.
I'm a Believer
song.
And yeah. A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You, both Neil Diamond songs.
Great. I mean,
he wrote
you know,
those. And they,
really...
they were not allowed to play their instruments on the first maybe like two or three albums. The studio said,
musicians.
They just sang. They had other studio musicians and never sat well with the Monkees. After Don Kirshner got out of the picture, then they were able to start playing their own instruments.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
By the way, his brother, did you know that Peter Torkelson was his actual name?
Yeah.
His brother played football for the Green Bay Packers.
No kidding.
Eric Torkelson.
Well, what a name.
Here's
hey, Torky.
Here's a weird monkey fact. Okay. Jimi Hendrix opened for the Monkees.
Okay, now that is
okay.
a very weird
Jimi Hendrix opened for the Monkees
yeah.
and
what?
Must have been 67 or 68.
Yeah, probably.
Because
I remember thinking Davy Jones was all that.
And when he died a few years ago, we were just like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so anyway, and I remember seeing the Monkee, okay, because I loved that show because I had my Aunt Janet, 4 years older. Anything she loved, I loved. She
okay.
loved the Monkees. I loved the Monkees. Anything, I just was in awe of her because she was just 4 years
right.
older than I was. And I remember when I think it was the summer I married my first husband, 1987, and the Monkees were headlining at the Carlton Dinner Theater.
The Carlton Celebrity Room.
The Celebrity Room,
right.
And we went, and I remember just thinking, this is a magical year. I'm getting married. I'm going to see the Monkees. I'm going
what
to...
What could be better?
I'm going to Australia.
I've made it.
I was just like, I was thrilled to go see them.
They had a big comeback that year.
Is that why they were touring?
Yeah, I was at still at KDWB at the time, and
yeah.
they had this song.
This is now.
And it made it to number 20 on the national charts, and we played it at KDWB.
Yeah, it was nostalgia, and people, the audience was like, everyone would have been, you know, like in their... you know, 20s and 30s and stuff when that came out. And
so funny.
I know, isn't
it's
that funny?
It's so funny. Yes, it is.
Anyway, so they still, you know, the idea of the prefab bands have been around for longer than Simon Cowell, right?
Right, when and the think, guy before that.
I mean, were the Monkees the first one, would you say? The
to
first
do what?
Put together for the purposes.
Yeah, I think so. For purposes of television?
Yeah, for sure. But even just kind of.
Before we go, let me just read you real quickly. The ad ran in Variety magazine.
Okay, the ad for them.
The ad for the group.
It
says, "Madness!" in 2 exclamation points. Auditions. Folk and roll musicians,
okay,
singers.
Okay, that's the best. That's what I want to be. I'm a folk and roll musician.
For actors in new TV series, running parts for 4 insane boys ages 17 to 21, have courage to work, must come down for an interview, and then there's the phone number.
And they must have really liked Peter Torkelson because he was 24.
Yeah. That's right. He was older than
the age limit.
And you know the thing about Mike Nesmith, his claim to fame?
His mom invented
Whiteout. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And all I could think of right now is 7 Brides for 7 Brothers with Bobby Sherman. Because that feels like the same time.
That was the TV show. Seattle, whatever, something.
Yes.
Here come the brides.
Here comes the brides.
Oh, that's it. So that's
Seven. Blue eyes. Didn't he do Julie, do you love me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he did.
Julie, do you care? Oh, anyway, so that's really
a melancholy happy trails to Peter Torkelson.
Yeah, all right, listen, we come back. It's our story. We can't get... Sorry, not sorry, Demi Lovato. So last night were the Brit Awards, which is like the Grammys across the pond for music. So we posted the fashion if you'd like to... take a look at some of the wacky and fabulous outfits. And then Beyonce and Jay-Z won an award. And of course, they knew in advance and they taped a video thank you. And what they did was they taped it in front of a painted portrait of Meghan. They gave her a promotion, Queen Meghan.
Uh-huh.
And Donnie, let's play the audio.
Beyonce and Jay-Z accept their Brit Award in front of a painting of Meghan Markle. In a play off their iconic pose with the Mona Lisa during their A video, B and Jay stand in front of some artwork featuring a far more modern celebrity.
Thank you so much to the Brit Awards for this incredible honor. You guys have always been so supportive. Everything is love. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Carters won for Best International Group and sent a video message since they couldn't attend the ceremony. The clip is quickly going viral, mainly for its depiction of a very regal Meghan. Just like the Mona Lisa, Beyonce and her hubby find it hard not to stare. Meanwhile, Blue Ivy is in the background totally over it.
Why?
Twitter is going, well, ape for the moment. One fan tweets, "The highlight of the Brits is the Carters paying homage to Meghan Markle," while another simply declares, "Meghan Markle, our queen." The royal baby will arrive in a few weeks. Can we get Blue and the twins together with Harry and Meghan's kid for a playdate? Like, soon?
And on the Instagram that Beyonce and Jay-Z posted, the still, she said, "In honor of Black History Month, we bow down to one of our melanated Monas. Congrats on your pregnancy. We wish you so much joy." And I absolutely love that Beyonce did there. I mean, I just love, love, love it because she has entered the game and she's giving notice to all those hateful royal reporters. And
be nice to her.
Yeah. Although the beehive is on notice.
Is that what we're calling it?
Well, that's what she's done. It's, you know, prepare the bee emojis for those reporters who are going to keep doing all this dissing of Meghan Markle, which is very racist.
There's so 100% much
of it behind all this Meghan, all this pearl clutching about her when she's done nothing except be
lovely,
amazing and fabulous and, you know, her own person. And the queen loves her.
Right.
Now Beyonce, the other queen, loves her. So Meghan
has been embraced.
She's been embraced.
We've come full circle.
That's right.
Prepare. She's got a circle hug.
All you nasty royal reporters across the pond, when the bee emojis start,
look out.
Look out. Look out. And then someone tweeted us, and it's somebody that follows us. And she's a regular listener, Little Miss Sunshine. She's very fun on Twitter. But anyway, she positioned the question to us, and it came up on The View. Is it tacky of Meghan to have a baby shower since she's now a princess?
No.
Thank you, Julia.
Okay.
Here's the deal.
Call us 651-641-1071 if you have strong feelings about this.
If it's tacky or not. So were people thinking that it was tacky?
Well, there's this feeling that the British don't really do it, but we know that Duchess Kate did it, had a shower. Her parents have a party planning company, and if you go to their website, it's filled with baby shower game ideas. So the idea that the Brits don't do it, maybe the royal, if they have it, it's very quiet. Because it's not like they need anything. But I bet you for Meghan, it was so much fun.
To get out of Dodge.
To get out of the royal bubble, go to New York, be with her friends. And I mean, some of the pearl clutching royal reporters were like, well, where were her real friends and where was her mom? Well, you know what? I know if I ever had a shower with girlfriends, I would have a separate family one that my mom would be at.
Absolutely.
That's kind of how that works. So if it's like her version of a stagette.
Right.
But she's pregnant and just getting together, and Amal paid for
the flight.
The flight on the way home.
Yes, which I loved. And Amal, they showed a picture of
they
Amal.
They all flew home together with the twins.
So here's the deal at the at their.
Nobody even cares. See, people are with us. They like. They
nobody's complaining.
Nobody's really thinking. No one here is clutching their pearls about this.
It's just so funny to me in the days of like zero fact checking. This shower cost $350,000. This shower cost $200,000.
Well, that's
this
all. Shower cost, you don't know that that's fact checked.
Well, no, I'm saying that it's not. There's so many different prices. I just think people throw out a number on this one.
Well, no, because you can make estimations.
Sure.
You can look at what the rack rate is at that hotel or whatever. That's it's no big deal. But even putting prices on it is pearl clutching and tutting a little bit. To me,
it costs a lot of money.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
what?
So what?
She has it. Serena Williams
the royals
has it.
Have a ton of money.
Here's the deal. Meghan Markle showed the royal reporters yes. across the pond that she's a star wherever she goes. And the longer the fussy British reporters look down their nose.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry Bahamas.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Set her the more out of touch they look.
There you go.
Because you just summarized it. She's liked.
Okay, I kind of love one of the activities that they did there.
I do want to know about
all
this.
All right, so they had a cotton candy machine, and they had a dessert chef there that is supposed to be amazing.
Fantastic.
But one of the cool things that they did is they had flower arrangement kind of a class.
Oh, that just sounds awful.
But not a, Lori doesn't like to do, I do, but they all made arrangements and they donated them to charity.
That's very nice. I would have like asked somebody to make my arrangement.
I love you, Lori. You're such a snob in so many ways.
And I bet you there were people at the shower who didn't make their flower
arrangement. I'll pay you to make mine.
Gail King made hers. Amal did not make hers. Megan made hers because she likes that kind of stuff.
Right.
Half the group did that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other half.
And it's nice that they donated the flowers or whatever. And people love that. I mean, you know, you got to have little activities. And they had such a huge suite. So for probably...
We looked through it.
Yeah,
there were 500 different seating areas.
Oh, my God.
But what fun.
Doria, her mom, will be in England at the family one that they're going to have that we're never going to get wind of other than when Doria shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate and William and the kids were skiing, or maybe the kids didn't go, or who the heck knows. But, I mean, why would Kate go on that trip? She doesn't know any of these ladies.
No. And where was Priyanka Chopra?
Nowhere to be found.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why.
I know.
Well, maybe she's filming something.
Right.
She and Joe are busy having another reception.
No, Donnie.
That was a joke.
I know, but she might be, maybe she's filming something, you know, because you can't.
But to be, now that would have been a shower to go to. Can you imagine? Gail King was kind of on CBS Morning. She said, you know, we did this.
She was very closed mouth.
She was. Yes. Yeah. I think you'd have to be.
I saw the photo of Megan leaving her hotel. I loved her traveling outfit.
Beyond.
Leggings, some nice black tennis shoes, a camel coat. A baseball hat.
Loved it.
She just, and she's traveling private. I mean, she's so comfy.
She
just looked comfortable and chic.
She did, Lori.
Her jeans, by the way, are maternity hatch jeans. If people were...
Is that what the brand was?
Yeah.
Maternity hatch?
Well, hatch is the brand, but they're the maternity version. If you were like really thinking you'd like to look like Megan did in her jeans, the brand of the jeans she wore the whole time she was in New York were hatch.
Hatch. Okay.
This is good to know, Lori.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yeah, those fussy British reporters, Beyonce has put them on notice, which makes me so happy. And Megan was a star. And then, you know, Donnie did post because Kensington Palace posted like 25 pictures of Prince Harry in his military fatigues doing something. And he just looks...
Doesn't matter what he's doing.
It doesn't matter what he's doing. But he's like with the helicopter crew or whatever. So they were balancing out, you know, the two. Yeah. Anyway, don't clutch your pearls.
No, and she's still an American girl. I think that'd be really hard.
Oh, it'd be so fun. Yeah, of course you want to have a party.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, listen, when we come back, epic reunion show last night.
Tell me about it when we come.
This is going viral in a big way. This is the My Talk Now trending report.
What's this? What's the latest?
All right, Jussie Smollett has appeared before a judge in Chicago. His bail has been set at $100,000. He has to put up 10% of that to be released from custody. He also has to surrender his passport as part of the bail conditions. Also trending, trying to get people to watch the Oscars, ABC is going to launch a live play-along game. During the Oscars, somebody's going to walk away with a $50,000 grand prize. Wendy Williams trending. She's coming back. Look for her to return to her syndicated talk show on March 4th. And Idris Elba is trending. Why? The hunky Idris is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live. And that will be on March 9th episode. And he'll be joined by country singer Thomas Rhett as musical guest. And that is what's trending here at My Talk.
Now you know what we know. See more at mytalk1071.com.
When I gave you everything, oh, I've seen you with your other dude.
We're better now, Post Malone. Okay, so I'm just going to do a little setup of this Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion. When I saw that it was on last night, I was excited because I will say that I have thoroughly enjoyed this season of New Jersey. There's a couple of new housewives, so there's some fresh things. There's yep. been a lot of drama as this. I don't know that any housewife episode or series throws more and has more possible physical violence than the New Jersey.
It's kind of funny about their stereotype, too.
Yeah, it is.
They're so from New Jersey.
So this new gal, Jackie Goldschneider, she made waves right away this season on The Real Housewives of New Jersey because Teresa Giudice claimed that women should be in control of their men.
And Teresa Giudice said
yes.
that?
Yes. Oh. And specifically towards Melissa Gorga about her husband and Teresa's brother. You should control your man more. And Jackie had the temerity to say, well, why, if you can control, if we can control husbands so much, why is yours in jail?
Oh!
Okay.
And okay, no. Jackie, not Melissa Gorga,
no,
didn't
Jackie,
throw that at his
Jackie,
okay.
because just stating a fact. But Jackie doesn't realize that the code with that Teresa and some of these other ladies live
he's
by.
He's just gone away.
He's gone away. You don't ever say the word jail. So Teresa.
What'd she do?
She's hated her ever since. She's just been.
That happened earlier in the season.
Yes, deeply offended that she said jail and not away. As if no one knows that he's in jail, including her kids, her father, the family. It's not away. It's not an island. He's at the.
He's not on vacation.
No, he's not on vacation. So Teresa's hated Jackie all because she had the temerity to say jail, not away.
Shocking.
Okay.
Yep.
Shocking. Okay. So when the reunion kicked off, Teresa Giudice, she had a bone to pick. First of all, I think her ponytail, she looked like I Dream of Jeannie mob style. Okay. It was an explosion of sequins on the couch. Her hair was pulled so tight and dyed kind of pink.
And her dress was
her
really
dress
tight.
Was tragic and it had all these slashes and she's just getting tanner and tanner because they were showing clips of old ones and she's been on that show for like, you know, it's been 10 years.
Right.
Anyway, so Teresa has had a thing at Jackie because of this. So she was right away all up in her business. And one of Teresa's thing that she pulled out was she accused Jackie of being a stalker because early in the season, Jackie had showed her, you know, one time 10 years ago, I went to your very first book signing. She said, you've been stalking me ever since. And she goes, what are you saying? I mean, I was just a fan of the show I was excited to join this year. And I just thought it would be fun to show you that I went, you're just a stalker. And she was just like, and Jackie's like, oh, so you're calling everyone who goes to your book signings
a stalker,
Well,
good for her.
You know, like you're putting me down because I was in the mall and you
bought your book,
had you sign it and got a photo. And then when I met you, when we did the show and you're a stalker and you don't even talk to your sister, you said. And now Teresa, remember, she didn't talk to Melissa Gorga or her brother
for years.
For years on the show. And she goes, you have no compassionate Teresa has very scrambled thoughts.
Teresa said that you had no,
no compassionate. And Jackie goes, thank you, Mrs. Merriam-Webster. And then
what did Teresa do then? I'm looking at her dress with all the holes in it.
At one point, she got so mad because Jackie stood up to Teresa. At one point, Teresa shrieked at her, this is the Teresa show. If you come at me, you might not be on this show again.
She said that last night.
And Andy's head is just going back and forth. You know, he's shady as hell. I love it. And Teresa picked up a Kleenex box and threw it at Jackie. And Jackie said, you're going to throw something at me, Teresa? Aren't you on parole?
Slam.
Game, oh, set,
or probation.
Match.
Did she say parole?
Parole.
Oh,
she's on parole.
You're going to throw me something? What did Teresa's face do?
Oh, then she started swearing at her. They were bleeping her so much. It was epic, and it was epic because nobody ever stands up to Teresa.
Right.
She is a rager.
Yep.
She raises her voice. She calls you name. She throws things at you, and she tries to physically intimidate you.
You're going
to
throw something at me, aren't you, on parole?
Parole. Game, set, match, burn. It was Jackie.
What was everyone else's faces like? Because those two on the other couch, I don't even know who those two are. They just
that's one of them is new. Ashley with the big hair. She's a Turkish. You know, she's Turkish, and her husband is Turkish. It was arranged marriage. They have five kids. He's a doctor. They just have
a lavish lifestyle.
It's unbelievable. I've been very fascinated with Ashley, even though she should not drink tequila. But no, she really.
Well, Melissa Gorga was on Watch What Happens Live last night.
Yeah, we're going to play some of that
later today.
Well, just in a few minutes.
Oh,
we'll
play
it. But everyone's heads were just going back and forth, but he got the ladies, you know, Andy got the ladies, everyone to admit what plastic surgery that they done.
Serious? What did everyone say?
Well, Margaret had what she called a generation facelift. And Margaret is the one with the pigtails. Okay. I love her.
Wait a minute. Let's write down these names.
Yeah, the generation facelift. And Marge Sr., which is Margaret's mother, who's on the show, who's hysterical, she got a facelift. And
was
Margaret,
hers the senior generation?
I don't know, but she got a facelift before her daughter. And the facelift is so good. Margaret was sick of everyone asking her
if they were sisters?
Yes.
So she got one.
And last weekend, the ending of the New Jersey Housewife, Margaret and her husband pushed Danielle's husband of about a month into the pool at Ashley's party. It was epic. It was so good. Anyway, that show, and then
Melissa admit to any plastic surgery? She doesn't look
She isn't. No, no, no. I mean, what's the one, the real tan girl who looks real Jersey?
I don't know their names.
Yeah, I can't think of her
name. What was her plastic surgery? Boobs?
She had a facelift, and she admitted to taking the fat from her stomach and thighs and putting it in her butt.
Oh, no.
The Brazilian. And she does have, you know, a booty, but it's kind of seems to me like it's getting more wide or
how
something.
How old are these women when they're getting the facelift? Not the older one, but how old were these two women?
Well, they're in their 50s, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess they're in their 50s.
So that's the timeline?
Yeah. Well,
has anyone done a flow chart for when we should get all the work done?
And then last night, or the other night, whatever night, Beverly Hills, I just watched two episodes of that. Lisa, they showed Lisa at the doctor's getting neck injections.
For her wrinkles.
And taking the laughing gas, the hose, like Dr. Crutchfield does. And just it was so, that was a refreshing thing to see. Lisa showing how she's, you know, looking the way she looks and admitting that, you know, the bane of everybody's existence at a certain point, and even younger for younger people because of laying in bed and looking down at their phones, necks are going to be the future for plastic surgery and dermatology.
Someone has to invent something, the zipper.
Yeah.
Anyway. Funny.
And Casey walked in the room, and I'm watching Beverly Hills, and he sees Denise Richards, and he said,
who is that?
He said, is that Denise Richards? Mm-hmm. He said, that is a very worn out looking Denise Richards.
Oh, wow.
He was shocked. He goes, why does she look so tan and blonde and haggard? And I'm like,
Casey.
That's what that sun does to you, Lori. Yeah. That's what California live in. I mean, there's a lot of sun.
And then, I mean, is there anything more Beverly Hills than the fact that Denise Richards' husband
is Charlie Sheen?
No, Denise Richards' husband, not ex-husband, ex-husband is Charlie. So Denise Richards' husband, the new one, was married to Nicolette Sheridan, who was once married to Harry Hamlin for 11 months. And she went to the Hollywood Bowl, saw Michael Bolton, fell in love, never came home. And Harry Hamlin's now married to Lisa Rinna. And Lisa Rinna said at this little dinner thing, and I thank Nicolette every day because I wouldn't have Harry Hamlin or my girls.
Yeah. But doesn't...
I mean, is that Beverly Hills or what? I love what Denise Richards is bringing to the show. She's very... unfiltered.
She is, but what does her husband do? Doesn't he have a weird title of something? He's a opportunist.
She met him when she went to his balancing DNA training.
That was it.
Course. Okay. Could anything be more Malibu woo woo than that? And then she said they ended up in the laundry room together, and they've been together ever since.
But I loved it. It's hard to explain.
He's handsome. You'll recognize him. He's been
But that made me laugh. He's a balancing coach.
A balancing coach.
DNA, though.
DNA.
I mean, it's already established what your DNA is.
Right.
So
you can't do anything about it.
Now what?
Let's
balance. That's why I started to laugh. Oh, I know. I thought it was the biggest scam.
That's so Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. So, and Camille Grammer, she's just a friend of, but it's always delightful to see her. And I think we're going to see her wedding. And the ladies are going on a trip right away.
Where are they going?
To the Bahamas, staying at a fancy place, and no one can understand Erica's hair, and she's wearing a lot of designer soccer dresses.
Lori, what? And she was also
shirt dresses,
taking her husband around and saying, "This is all worn out." The pool.
Oh, the pool tiles. Yeah, she's married to the lawyer
Girardi,
who's the lawyer played by Albert Finney. Aaron Brockovich.
That's, I'm not sure that's true. I think they came in later.
They did, Donnie.
Right.
We did this when you were gone. He was the big law firm after
behind
the younger
it.
Guy.
Callers want you to know there's no Ashley. It's Jennifer.
Or Jennifer, sorry.
The Turkish gal.
Thank you.
To the Turkish guy.
She's the one upper, too.
Ugh.
She's the one upper, but she just doesn't know any other ways. So. But she's a real... real mean person under the influence of tequila.
Really?
Yeah, Jennifer.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
She's got 5 kids. I thought one of the most real things they ever showed with her is she and her husband taking the 5 kids out to a Japanese, like Ichiban where you're all sitting around. And she goes, she just looks at the camera. Now I remember why I don't go out to dinner with my 5 kids. It's hell. It's hell.
There are certain stages where it's just easier to stay home.
And her kids are 5 to 12.
Right.
And she's just like, it's a nightmare. I don't know why.
If you think about it, when our families, when we grew up and families had so many kids.
You didn't
go out to dinner.
Never.
No.
We went to the
pancake house, the original pancake house. That's the only thing that we really ever did.
Or to a drive-in, or when we would be at an Air Force base where we lived on base, we'd go to the NCO club. They would have Sunday kitty dances, bingo, and a buffet of tacos and hot dogs.
But
and
we
stuff
didn't
like
go.
That. No, you didn't go out to dinner. Anyway, it was just, I'm really enjoying.
But it's over now, or is it going to be 2 parts?
Well, we got 2 more episodes of the reunion, and I really advise you to watch it. It's just,
I
can't believe
your
eyes.
I caught some of it last night.
And then Beverly Hills is going to be fun as hell, and Danielle Staub is already divorced from her husband. That marriage lasted 3 whole months.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah. All right, listen, when we come back, we will play Mark Consuelos. Even though he's been in the clubhouse many times with Andy, he did have some new stuff we didn't know about him and Kelly Ripa. And we have some Steve Patterson, Kelly Ripa news. Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to switch over to Andy Cohen's clubhouse where Melissa Gorga, who is so gorgeous.
She really is.
She had a gorgeous jumpsuit on last night, and her boobs are just...
Okay, can I just tell you about this, John? Okay, so everyone... It's the keyhole.
The keyhole cleavage.
Everyone from all the award show women to all the housewife women, I've never seen as much
keyhole
cleavage in my life.
I could get it if I taped and smushed
and put chicken cutlets on the side.
On the side to push everything for you. You could do it real nice.
I could do it.
You have nice keyhole cleavage.
But it's amazing. I've never seen this much action of the keyhole.
I really liked it.
I know. It's all over. So Mark Consuelos was on, and he, of course, is on Riverdale, your show you love.
He's so good. He's Hiram Lodge, Veronica's dad.
Yeah. And he... met Kelly Ripa when they both starred on All My Children back in the day and have been married for 20 years, I think.
I love these two.
So they're really pretty. They're really good looking and they're
relationship goals.
Yeah, they really are.
They've figured it out.
So here
they got lucky because they met each other young.
Yeah, they
young,
did.
Relatively yeah. in their 20s.
Mm-hmm. And here he's talking about when and how they got married. And someone called, did you guys break up before you got married? Or what's the rumor out there? Okay.
Mark, Rachel P., this is interesting. She texted and said, I've never heard this. I heard you and Kelly broke up a week before you eloped. Is that true?
I mean, yeah, and then she came back home and she was visiting her family in South Jersey. And then we both had to meet and do an appearance on
Weekend?
Live
with Regis and Kathy
Lee.
Wow.
We were pushing furniture on for a Queen for the Day for the Mother's Day special.
I need to see that clip.
And we were together. She wouldn't talk to me. And that made me go crazy. So yes. I followed her. I followed her into Central Park. I stalked her. And then we went back to my place. And then we got married the next day.
And then they flew to Las Vegas and eloped.
Between you going to your place and you getting married, I think we know.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, I don't know. I always knew they eloped to Las Vegas and she broke her mother's heart.
Yes,
and
totally.
His mom's heart because
they're big families.
And, they wanted the big wedding.
Yeah, and these two beautiful people. But yeah, they went to Vegas and eloped.
All right, let's play the next one where Mark, who's probably had this, he's probably thought about it. I'm surprised Andy's never asked him before now. What's his Real Housewife tagline? Right.
My question is for Mark.
Okay.
I want to know what his Real Housewives tagline will be.
Oh, that's a good question. We have to have asked you that before.
Yeah. When you're brown, you don't frown.
I don't know. Oh. When you're brown, you don't frown. Yeah, I love it. Come on.
He's so handsome and he's so deliciously evil as Hiram Lodge on Riverdale.
On Riverdale?
Yeah, he's a
so
bad
handsome.
Guy. Yeah, he really is handsome.
God, I wish that Pitt show was still on that we loved him in. Mm-hmm. I love that baseball
one. All right, play the next one. Do we have another one?
There's two more, actually.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Mark, what did Kelly say is the most embarrassing thing you've ever done in front of her?
Oh, gosh. I fall asleep a lot.
Okay, let's see.
I fall asleep a lot.
Oh, he falls asleep in
you
front
guys are
of
good.
Every dinner guest we've ever had.
Casey.
While at the dinner table.
Beautiful.
So does Shell.
Beautiful
that's,
Thanksgiving that's dinner. Thanksgiving dinner at our house. And, we had cocktail hour. It went on for a long time. And I woke up in the middle of dinner staring at a guest.
Oh, my
at
God.
At dinner table. It was bad.
Melissa, what did Joe say is the one thing you always spend too much money on?
Shoes.
I was going to say shoes.
Yes. Okay. Mark, what did Kelly say is her most overused phrase? Her most overused phrase.
Oh, my gosh. She's always right. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Or she's just like, something like, you know what I mean?
Okay, let's see.
Am I right?
That's what it is.
Am I right or am
that's
I wrong?
That's what it is.
Am I right?
Am I right?
Okay, play the last one where Mark talks about Kelly.
All right.
My question for Mark is, when did he realize that Kelly was the one?
Pretty early on. We would go out with groups of people from work, and slowly each date we'd go, the group started getting smaller and smaller until it was just us two.
That's...
So I was shy. I wasn't very aggressive that way.
Were you two... together on the show before you started dating?
No, we started dating way before we were together on the show.
You did?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Remember, she was Haley?
Oh, yeah.
The rebel daughter mm-hmm. with black hair. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just...
Chandler's daughter. Wasn't yes. she Chandler's daughter? Yeah.
Oh, I just... he's
They're really fun. Now, yep. what is this about Steve Patterson?
Okay,
does he have another gig with Kelly?
Yes. They, first of all, love him. I think he even talked to... who's their producer?
Gelman.
I think Steve talked to Gelman, and he's going to be going out and covering the pre-show at the red carpet.
Oh, for ABC?
Yeah. Well, the network?
Yeah, I have no idea if it's for Kelly Ripa, because they always do the after show.
Kelly is backstage.
Yeah.
And the next day, her Oscar show, I mean, and then they show...
And Ryan Seacrest will be on the red carpet, yeah. so I think he's doing something on the red carpet.
Well, he wasn't on the red carpet last year, as you remember. People were avoiding him like crazy, yes. or he wasn't even on right. there, or they did something weird. He was on the red carpet, and Juliana was at the Roosevelt Hotel.
But they're going to, whatever they're yeah. doing...
But they do that Steve big Patterson. Show from the auditorium the
And
next
I think
day.
He's going to... They're going to show clips of it on their Monday show there after the Oscar show on Live with Kelly. Yeah. And,
well, that's how right. we met Steve Patterson, was on the red carpet at the SAG Awards. Yeah, he was covering Reels.
For Reels Channel, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We went up to him, and yeah. He was
hysterical.
Hysterical and delightful.
I still remember him, though, just looking at us bug-eyed, just going back and forth, like, wow, who are you two?
Right. You get that a lot.
I know we do get that a lot, but then he remembered us when mm-hmm. he came to the Twin Cities.
So congrats to him, and that'll be fun to watch.
Yeah.
He'll knock it out of the park. Yeah. He's so good at that.
Yeah. If you mm-hmm. don't DVR SNL on a regular basis, you will want to DVR March 9th. Idris Elba.
Is on.
He's the host.
He's the host. Okay. Here's how I watch Saturday Night Live.
The next day clips.
No. Yeah. I watch the opening.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend update opening. And then I watch...
The music...
No, then the guy who or the woman who's hosting their opening.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll peek at the music if I know the band.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, I like to try. I DVR it, and I do like to watch it, but they're hit and miss on their skits.
Oh, I can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, nobody got time for that. I'd rather watch Sunday morning.
Just imagine the pressure you're under to run a hit skit every week.
Right. That's true.
Tough.
Yeah.
Tough. By the way, Thomas Rhett will be the musical guest.
With Idris?
Idris is on, yes.
All right. Very fancy.
I'm tuning in for Idris.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as you would.
As you would. Of course.
Don't even. Duh.
All right,
buddy.
We'll be back. Stay with us.